I think if one were asked to name a single song to represent all of American folk music in its tremendous diversity, the next might well serve. It's a song in which a train is used as a vague sort of symbol, which expresses the pride that the American people feel in their tremendous land and their hopes and aspirations for the future. And it emerged in the period of the 30s, the time of the Great Depression in the United States. A time which, because of the numerous economic cushions that have been established, a time which we shall never see again. Will we? Last year's fibrillations in the stock market, one shrewd economist, described as a reverse upward trend. Another saw it very clearly as a very busy, slack season. And still another interpreted as a very slack, busy season. California to icy Labrador, as she climbs the flowery mountains, hear those lonesome hobos call, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through hills and by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, and she's known quite well by all. You can find no equal for the Wabash Cannonball.
This train runs to Memphis, Fort Worth, and Mexico. She rolls through East St. Louis, and she never does it slow. As she glides through Colorado, you can hear an awful squall.
You can tell her by her whistle, a Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through hills and by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, and she's known quite well by all. You can find no equal for the Wabash Cannonball.
Hey, play more. Are you learning?
For the five-string banjo enthusiasts, all of this is accomplished with just three fingers and a plastic head.
Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, and she's known quite well by all. You can find no equal for the Wabash Cannonball.
Well, the eastern states are dandies, so the western people say. New York to Chicago, St. Louis by the way, through the hills of Minnesota, where the rippling waters fall, no jingles can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball.